10,018, John Del Rossi, east of Route 22, east of Berry Street, being Lot 3 within Bay City Mobile Home Park, a variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park.
Name and place of residence?
John Del Rossi, 25841 Berry Street.
Can you testify, sir?
Yes, sir. John D. Hank, or Chief Joseph Farrell.
Sorry?
Same time. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give, shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, thank you. If I distribute these real quick, please.
Start them at the end, because she marks them.
This is some support.
Sir,
she has to label them.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me here this evening. I'm requesting a variance for permission to exceed a 35% lot fill on my property in Bay City. I'm a new resident there, and I built a deck based upon the information that my landlord, he told me that it was okay to build a deck the size that I was going to build. So we went ahead and John built the deck, and he told me that he was going to add some land behind my home and two other homes. We built the deck. It's a beautiful deck. My neighbors love it. My neighbors, you know, have seen it, and they admire my house and the deck as well. Then I got the notice from Sussex County that I was out of the code. I was over the code violation. So if what you have in your hand is some information. There are three letters written personally from my three neighbors that are all around my house. If you look at my diagram, the letters, the houses are marked from each person. Mr. Pete Long, Bill Kresswatch, and Ori Rydell all took the time to give me letters of support telling me that the deck is they have no problem with the deck, and they support the issuance of a variance. So I'm asking that you guys would consider allowing me the variance. If you notice some of these letters, like my right next door, the next door neighbor right across the street, he writes, this letter is in reference to a request for a variance by John Del Rossi. He is a neighbor of ours, and we'd like to make it clear that we have no complaints about him receiving the variance he has requested. This is right across the street, Bill Kresswatch. And one more I'd like to read to you is from Harold Long, Pete Long, who is, if you look at the diagram, I look at the deck and he's right there. His tomato garden is right next to me. And he writes, "Dear sirs, my name is Harold P. Long. I reside at 25835 Berry Street in Bay City, Millsboro, Delaware. I'm aware that my next door neighbor, John Del Rossi of Berry Street, has applied for a lot usage variance for his deck. I feel that this variance should be granted. The present deck does not cause a problem for me. These people are right up against my house. They saw the construction of the deck. Once again, they don't have any problem with it. I also have another one written from the park owner and manager, Janet Oliva. I'm writing this letter in support of Mr. John Del Rossi, who is seeking a variance from the 35% maximum building allowance for Lot 3 Berry Street. Mr. Del Rossi has a beautiful residence that it is not only an asset to our community, but an asset to Sussex County. The building area that exceeds 35 feet is composed of open decks, and this building space does not endanger or harm anyone in any way. If I could bring my deck here, you would see it. It's magnificently constructed. It enhances the neighborhood. Unfortunately, it's a little oversized, and I'm asking for your permission to allow it to exist as it is.
Who obtained the permit for the deck?
The construction permit was...
Actually,
okay.
you were aware of all the requirements on the permit?
Yes, we were. The owner of Bay City Pulp, we spoke with him previously, prior to drawing and submitting. He had shown us a survey sheet that he had done by surveyor. He had submitted it to the planning and zoning for approval. He had assured John, and then secondly assured myself that he was adding his lot, exceeding it from 80 feet in depth to 125 feet in depth, which was backed up by the drawings that he had shown us, and told us to go ahead and build, that his approvals would all be done prior to completion of our project. And we did. That's, you know, yes, I did know. Apparently, when the meeting came up for his expansion, I understand by the gentleman planning and zoning that he did not show up to represent himself, so it was denied or tabled. For what reason he did that, I do not know. I've attempted to ask him several times, but he refuses to, he ducks me constantly. I don't understand why, but.
Thank you.
Once again, gentlemen, please, and ladies, please consider the letters from my surrounding neighbors who visibly and physically see that deck every day, and once again support what I have there. Thank you.
We also have, we maintain our 20-foot distances between both neighbors. We have a 60-foot buffer in the back of his home to open land, and we met all the other criteria as far as setbacks go. So it meets all criteria in that manner, but we have exceeded lot coverage.
Thank you.
Any further questions from members of the board? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition?
Mr. Chairman, I have three pretty in-depth letters that you may want to look over. I mean, there's about 15, 20 pages long, and the others maybe 10. And there's one that's two. I can read that one if you want. I'm passing down.
Name and address for the record, please.
Dan Wynn, W-I-E-N, 25867 Bury Street. Home there, Delaware, 19966.
And you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. A little bit nippy, but it's a pretty good evening other than that. My name is Dan Wynn. It's kind of an unusual situation. Bay City is a trailer park of approximately 300 rental lots. They're rented on a yearly basis on Long Neck Road. Within the confines of the perimeter of Bay City, there are actually three fee simple pieces of property. I own one. A gentleman by the name of Sam Ridgey owns one, and a gentleman by the name of Joseph Anderson owns one. All on the same street. It's called Bury Street. All right. I've owned this property for 34 years. Right. I'm a full-time resident of Sussex County. I've endured all the northeast storms that Rehoboth Bay can throw upon us. And within the last couple years, right, we've had a development within Bay City that is causing not only the fee simple property owners, but the other rental lot owners, right, some serious health hazards and financial hazards from flooding. Now, I've had consultants in, we could probably bury you with reports, right, but the essence of it is this. The water flows from the west to the east. Bay City is located southeast on Rehoboth Bay, which means we are down, or southwest, excuse me, we are downwind of northeast storms, right? So when the water comes in, right, it has to find a place to go out. What effectively has happened is that Bay City, and that's probably why the owner didn't show up here today or this evening, Bay City has constructed mounds of dirt on top of lots that were level at one time with the street. By doing this on lots 3, which Mr. Del Rossi rented, lot 2 and lot 1, he has effectively created a dam that is approximately 3 feet higher than the street level. That's the good news. The bad news is I'm on the long side or the short side of lot 1, right, which means that all of the water diverted from lot 3, 2, and 1, actually 4, 3, 2, and 1, now comes down to the low point, which used to be lot 1, which is where a drainage ditch was that he now filled in and mounded 3 foot deep. In addition to myself, right, I think the pictures I put in the file we sent in a very, I put as much detail in there as I could. I think there's probably 10, at least 10 photos in there of the filling that's taken place and of the water that's flooding the rental lots, right, all around it. In fact, if that one picture is very revealing, which is lot 3, I think, lot 2, all right. Now, by doing this, all right, it creates a situation where now the water is being diverted, but in addition to that, when you overbuild the lot, all right, then you have all of the surface water that normally would be absorbed even by this mound of dirt. Right now, that water is being diverted into the street, which compounds the problem. Now, we're talking about rainstorms. We're talking about tidal flooding, which is, you know, pretty common on the Long Neck area. Anyhow, I'm asking you gentlemen to deny this variance. Right, and there's nothing personal against Mr. Del Rossi, although let me explain a couple details that maybe might make this a little bit clearer. In the letter that I sent in to the board members, and I didn't realize I should have made multiple copies, but first of all, there are a series of factual errors in the application for the variance itself. Right, number one, the lot size is totally incorrect. Mr. Del Rossi put a plot plan in there that shows that his lot is 7,000 square feet. It is not 7,000 square feet. That was denied by the Planning and Zoning Commission. It was denied for a very good reason. Right, it was denied because what the owner of Bay City tried to do was skirt around the issue and incorporate wetlands into the size of the lot, right, so that there would be that the trailer that he sold Mr. Del Rossi would be within the 35% limit. Right, that was denied. All right, so the lot size actually, and this is a little bit confusing. Mr. Lank, I thought would be here today, but he's done some research in this. There is a little bit of confusion, but the size of the lot is actually 4,550 square feet, or it may be 5,240 square feet. Either way, the size of the trailer alone, just the trailer, without putting anything on it, already exceeded the 35% rule. And what I'm asking the board to consider, I mean, imagine this. There was a 10 by 50 foot trailer there. Mr. Del Rossi had rented this for 2 years before he actually decided to put a new mobile home in there. Right? Now you take a 500 square foot trailer and you put in a trailer that's almost 1,800 square feet. Now we have 3.5 times the square. We're already over the 35%, already over. Right? We now have all the square footage of 1,800 square feet of roof draining into the street, coming down, flooding the guys next door and the guys across. One of the interesting things about Mr. Del Rossi's comments is that one of the reasons Mr. Rydell probably wrote a letter is because he's also in violation, right, for the same exact thing, for overbuilding the lot. And this has been a habit that's been going on in Bay City for 2 or 3 years now. That file has all the documentation from Mr. Lank, right, going all the way back to 2003 that told them that they are creating a health and a safety hazard by mounting this dirt and by overbuilding these lots and forcing water out into the street with no place to go but to the lower level lots. And that's what this is all about. Now, to compound the problem, I want to do this in such a way so that I'm not insulting, but I also want to bring the facts to focus here. Bay City is a very profitable, very, very profitable company. This is 300 mobile home lots at an average rent of $5,000 a year. A year. That's $1.5 million. This is not some mom-and-pop operation back in the Ozarks. Right? This is big-time money. I think all of you are aware of what kind of money is turned in on Long Neck Road out of these trailer parks. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, well, we didn't know. They own a company also called Mystic Homes, which is sheltered by Bay City, which sells and puts all these double-wide trailers up. In 2003, all of us started writing letters. The files are full of complaints over the same thing, right? And you know what the owner of Bay City told me? This is my ground. He speaks broken. I do what I want. Nobody tells me what to do. Well, You know, you can take it for so long. On September 1st, 2006, I left to go to a meeting in Georgetown. I came back. We had a little bit of a storm. In that packet is the damage to my home, $24,520-some-odd. Now, you guys know what insurance adjusters are like. They don't write a check for $24,000 easily, so that's not some exaggeration for me. Now, I'll tell you, I just cannot continue to put up with this. And it's Mr. Del Rossi, and right behind him is coming Mr. Rydell, who put in one of these flowery letters about he has no objection to the deck. He's going to be on your tail for another variance. And yet all of the water is going right into the street coming down on top of us. Now, I'd ask you to take a look at one other issue here that really is very troubling to me. I don't know Mr. Del Rossi. I met him for the first time just a couple weeks ago. All right? I find it a little bit hard to understand that a normally reasonable or prudent person would not check to see what the building codes are when you put a mobile home in, let alone what the building codes are when you build a very, very monstrous deck. This is not some little 10-by-16 deck. The dimensions that I think I understand, we're talking 3,184 square feet. This deck and trailer occupy over 70 feet of the lot. Or, excuse me, over 70% of the lot. The code is very clear at 35. If this was a little issue of 5 or 10 feet here or there, I would not waste your time or my time. We're talking about absolutely abusive, right, square footage running into the street. Right? There's no place for the water to go. But to make matters worse, even after he was cited in violation of the zoning rules, right? He's received a violation already. I think he forgot to mention that to you. Right? He continued to build. Put a shed in, which I don't even think is permitted. It doesn't show in any permit that I've been able to come up with. Put an outdoor shower in, and then proceeded to pave. You know what paver bricks are, the thick bricks for driveways? Whew. That's it. The whole lot is 100% pavers. There is no place for the water to go. There's not a drainage well. There's no setback. That becomes a parking lot. So I could go on and on forever. I apologize if I had known this was the format, I would have made a copy for each of you gentlemen. But I am urging you, I'm asking you, right? All I want is for the code to be followed. I think the code is relatively reasonable. If this was a minor infraction, I wouldn't be here. I'm urging you to deny this. It's the only way we're going to stop this. This is not the only one. I'm telling you, there's about 10 of them sitting in Bay City that you're going to be facing over the next however many months it takes for variances to be heard. Right? So no favors here. Just come on. There's some basic rules. All I'm asking for is for this board to not grant this variance, to force Bay City and Mr. Del Rossi to bring these units into compliance. I'll be glad to answer any questions. Anything else?
Any questions from... Gentlemen?
But tearing the deck down and all that, would that delete the drainage problem? Or would we have to do more than that?
Oh, it's got to be more than that. I mean, he's paved. What? There is not a blade of grass. Not a blade. There's not a blade, an ounce of sand anywhere. That's it. It's all paver brick or deck. And now, it's the way it's drained, all of the gutters, he has put pop-up gutters. In fact, it was so ridiculous that his contractor actually cut out part of the street, right, so he could move the pavers out a little bit further so we could get another parking slot, right, which is supposed to be the setback. I mean, that's how ridiculous it's got. There is not a blade of grass that I can, now maybe a weed will grow up in the spring, right, but it's got pop-up rain gutters so that all the water comes down off his roof, down off his decks, down off his whole lot, and goes right into the street, and then flows onto the lot. So there's one picture in there. That's not my house. That one picture in there of Please No Wake, that's the gentleman diagonally across the street from Mr. Del Rossi. Now, that's pretty sad, but you got to put a sign out after a rainstorm that says, please no wake, because the cars, when they come by, swish the water onto the man's shrubs and into his porch. I believe that if Mr. Lank were here, we've had soil conservation there, we've had Denrec there, we've had, my goodness, I think everybody from this building has been there. Hal Godwin, Mr. Freeman, Jessica White, a whole mess of people. Everybody is writing... violations. Everybody says it's got to stop. We're waiting. Please stop this. This is ridiculous. I thank you for your time. I want to mention one thing to you. One of the objection letters in there was from Steve and Patty Weil. Unfortunately, Ms. Wild called me about 6 o'clock tonight just before I left. She has to go in for an operation on her hand at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, which they just finally called her. And so she wrote, I think she sent a letter in, but she's not able to attend tonight. She is definitely opposing the granting of this variance also. I thank you, gentlemen, ladies.
The letter in opposition.
I have that one along with a Mr. Salvatore Righi on Berry Street in Bay City.
Okay.
Do you want me to read them?
Any further questions from members of the board?
Sure.
Like I said earlier, I'm kind of new to the neighborhood, and it seems like Dan has a lot of problems that existed way before I came here. Now, if my deck is too large and I'm out of code, I'm here asking for a variance. And this gentleman made a very good point. If I took some off my deck to come within code, because everything else is within code, is it really going to resolve his problem? Because he seems to have a lot of problems. And I'm not one of them, because I don't know him. And I don't, he said it's nothing personal. And I understand. I feel for him. But if I remove a percentage of my deck, is it going to make his problems go away? I don't think so. I don't believe in my heart that it will. We live on the water. We live within 100 yards of the water. We live on the bay. The water's there. Where's the water going to go? I mean, this is why we live there. We live on the water because we want to be close. And if it rains, there is water got to come to the bay. So just take into consideration, if I remove the deck to comply, will it resolve the problem? In my heart, I believe it's not. It will. Thank you.
Sir, can I ask you a question? Did you do a lot of filling before you did that? And the way this picture looks, like you did,
I didn't fill anything at all. I leased a lot when I decided to come down and make it my summer home, hopefully my permanent home, because I love it here. The land, the ground was there. I put the house on top. I didn't put any extra ground, any dirt on there. I went along with whatever was in the legalities of what had to be done, because I'm a law-abiding person and. It was there. I put the house on it. So, no, I did not fill.
Didn't it make filling?
No, sir. Also, let me say that next to our house on my diagram, you can see that there's a road that leads right to the bay. So there's actually a 15-foot road that the water can go past my house and down into the bay. And there's a drain right next to my house that leads to the bay. So, I mean, I don't know how much more we could do. So will the removal of the deck resolve this problem? I think that's what we're talking about. And I don't think it will. But hopefully you'll consider my variance and allow me to continue the use of my deck. Thank you.
So what size is your lot? What is your understanding of what size your lot is?
The understanding is it's 70 wide by 80 feet, 5,600 square foot. There's 3,100 square feet of the roof.
Excuse me, that's not the lot size that's on the plot plan.
Well, I'm sorry, that's the lot size that is registered with the county.
Okay, gentlemen, you'll address the board and when we ask.
That is a lot size, sir. That,
56.
If you're going to speak, you need to come up to the podium.
Excuse me.
So 56.
It's 70 by 80 is the lot size that is.
600 square feet.
Yes, sir. That's what county
and you
says.
Derive, that's what the county told you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions or comments?
I guess the one thing I still haven't heard is how it is that, given the fact that you had a permit and you both seemed to understand how to read them, that you still ended up with such a significant violation. I mean, you're 700 some odd square feet above what you're supposed to be. You're a contractor. You know, how did you get to that point?
Yes, sir, I am, and we were aware of that. Paul told us to go ahead and build. He assured us that the lot prior to our completion would be legally 80 feet wide. I'm sorry, 70 feet wide by 120 feet deep. and we took him for his word.
So, sir, you didn't see
the permit? Is his name on the permit?
No, sir.
Did you see the permit, sir?
I'm sorry?
Did you see the permit and the paperwork? Did you see it yourself?
The permit that...
He obtained it.
Yes, sir. I obtained the permit to do the project.
So you didn't read it?
Yes, sir. I'm aware.
You're saying that what you were told was the lot was going to be increased in size.
We were assured. John submitted a plan to Paul, the owner. I'm sorry. I do not know Paul's last name. I'm sorry.
Oliva.
And he approved it. We realized the situation. We went down to discuss it with him. He brought out survey sheets where he had just had a survey done and the paperwork that he had submitted for approval to enlarge the lots. And that was done when he sold Mr. DeRossi the house.
What is the owner's name?
Paul.
Paul Oliva.
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 Oliva. Yes.
Do you have an address for him?
Yes, it's actually in a letter from his wife, I believe. It's in one of the back letters.
And?
Janet Oliva.
And we checked with county. It had been submitted for approval. He told me that he had had all the preliminary approvals. He had met all the requirements and for us to go ahead and build.
Paul Oliva is the owner of the park?
He's married to the best of my knowledge, his wife, his mother owns everything, which is going to Janet. Which is going to his wife. Okay. But they are right now the managers of the park, and they sold me the house.
So Paul Oliva is the manager and is the representative of the park. Okay.
And
that's 34677 Long Neck Road.
Yes. That's the correct address on there.
In Long Neck Road in Millsboro?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we leave the public hearing open for the purpose of the owner-manager to be subpoenaed to the board.
It's been moved. Do you have a second?
Second.
It's been regularly moved and seconded. We table.
And leave the hearing open.
Leave the hearing open.
For the purpose of him being subpoenaed.
And subpoena the manager who's been mentioned. For our next meeting?
I don't know if we can. Can we do it in that amount of time? Or do you want to wait until the second meeting in January? Is it going to be done?
I think that's enough time. 7th is good.
Okay.
3 weeks.
January 7th.
All those in favor give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.